Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let's see if we can find anything for a company, or at least to give rise to that idea. Why would someone believe that? What information is out there that will cause someone to believe that this is truly about a change from one financial system to the next, opposed to it just simply being about a medical emergency? Let's see. This is from the World Economic Forum. Okay. What is the Great Reset? Fair use.
The pandemic has radically changed the world as we know it, and the actions we take today to work to recover will define our generation.
I decide to think what history will say about this crisis.
Many countries have been challenged in the world, and economic, environmental, and societal threats have been made bad. But it's also proved that when we need to, we can act rapidly and restructure our lives.
Whoa, let's go back.
Shalom, can't hear anything.
Yeah,
Shalom.
One second. I'm going to have an elder call in. He needs to call in so that people can hear, okay? 1 second.
Okay.
Hey, I believe. All right, I believe I'm in the guest call in.
Shalom, Elder Lawyer.
Shalom, is this Sister Beverly?
Yes.
Okay.
Khan. All praises to the Most High. My question is about the new contract with Google that is going to be implemented by the 5th of 2022. It reminds me of Genesis 11. Because it's a worldwide contract, it's a global contract, kind of, I think, tricking us into being on one accord with the program.
Okay. So what's the contract?
Okay. And my second question, I have two questions. What is the name of the Brainwash cartoon, brainwashing the kids about birth, you know, keeping a small family?
Let me ask first. You mentioned, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you mentioned something about the contract. What's in the Google contract?
At the end of Google's contract, the terms in the new terms and agreement is saying that it's a global contract. Okay, so anybody who signs up and agrees with it. It's reminding me of Genesis 11 at the tower. You know, the enemy can't do stuff unless we agree with him first, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So,
well,
being that Google is owned by Amalek and YouTube also, if we agree with that, aren't we helping them to build the tower?
When you say when we agree with that, what do you mean? Like, who is the contract being made with? Is this being made with the users of Google? Is this Google making a contract with other corporations, other companies? Who are they making
the
contract
with? Oh, yeah, it's the user. It's the users. It's something that showed up in my Gmail. And, I mean, if anyone else is using Gmail, they probably have it also. I mean, that's the only thing I use of Google. I don't even use them as my search bar. but they're asking you to click on to that to agree to their new terms. And if everybody who has Google or Gmail clicks on to that, then to me, they're helping to build the tower.
Well, I see what you mean to some degree, and I think that when we talk about building this, I guess you would call it this new technology complex, this global technological complex, I think we all have some part to play in that. When we talk about I'm going to call it the Al Gore, that cannot exist without participants. It cannot exist without people using the internet, people using social media. So the reality to this technology is that it's a catch-22. It provides us all with information, easy access to information, but also in the process of using it, you know, obviously we are giving over willingly information that's being used to help build these particular systems. And at this point, it's not much that can be done to reverse what has been done up until this point, as far as the access that we have allowed through giving our information. But one second, people saying they cannot hear the caller. So I have it on speaker. This is strange because I have it on speaker, but for some, I know what to do. I'm sorry. I am sorry. I know what to do. Okay, that should be good now. All right, so you said you had a question also, Sister Beverly.
About the cartoon?
Yes. The name of the cartoon is actually Captain Planet. What you want to do is type in,
okay,
in Captain Planet,
okay,
Eugenics. Type in, okay, Captain Planet Eugenics, and you can get that information on that. But that cartoon should pop up as one of the options on YouTube.
Okay. So as far as the Google is concerned, if we click yes, we won't be helping to build the tower?
Well, again, I'm not going to say helping to build the tower, but what I will say is, again, that based on how this society has been set up with the technology and the use of technology, whether it be a cell phone, you download apps, you use social media. For those who use social media, when you're using the internet, when you're using YouTube, all of this plays into building what they call the algorithm. Okay? So we all, to some mm-hmm. degree, are complicit in actually helping build the algorithm. It cannot work without information being processed through human usage. So we're all complicit to some degree because we must, based on how things are set up, we must use these systems. So it's not like it started with the new Google contract. From the time we started using the YouTube and using the Facebook and using the Twitter and all the others, so the Instagram, from the time you start using those or started using those things, that was the process of helping build what we see today. If you're going to call it the new Tower of Babel, if we're going to call it that, we all had a part in building that through the use of this technology. So it's not like it started with what's going on with Google, if you understand what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, but everybody don't use those platforms. Like the only platform I use that I sign into is my Gmail and the YouTube.
Right, but all of that still contributes to the algorithm. It's not like if you avoid the Google contract, it's like, you know, you haven't helped the algorithm. You haven't helped the system build it, you know, or this artificial intelligence build itself. Again, we all have a part to play in that.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? It did not start with the Google app or the Google contract. Okay?
Right. Well, the warning for YouTube users is that they don't own their own material. People that load up to YouTube, they're claiming that they you know, basically if they want to use your material, probably without even monetizing you, then that's what you're agreeing to also. I don't have a YouTube channel, but for people who do, they're signing over their, I guess, intellectual property rights.
Yeah. Well, again, if you're using technology, if you're using these platforms, you know, that's just the way of how things are set up at this point. If you're using any form of technology, whether it's the internet, whatever form of technology you're using, you're contributing to the algorithm. Point blank. Period.
Okay. At
this point, there's no way, unless you're going to live totally off grid, there's no way you're not contributing to the algorithm.
I see. Well, the WADA, and all praises to the Most High. God bless you and your family.
All right. Bless you, sister. All right. Shalom.
Bless you, too. Shalom.
All right. Going back to Sister, I believe Sister Cora was here. I'm sorry, Sister Cora. I could not hear you initially, and I don't see you now. So if you call back in, I'm going to get back to you. Okay. All right, I see Brother Harold has a comment.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, Brother Harold. How you doing?
I'm good. My comment is this. Here's the thing. We know that Satan was defeated and kicked out of heaven, and he was given dominion over the earth through the sin of Adam. For a time. So we have to understand that who's ever placed in a position of power, such as political government or whatever, they're not put there unless they're going to be in allegiance with Satan to do his bidding. So I believe that lady was spot on in the video. I believe she was spot on. If you read Revelation 13 and 17, it tells you exactly what she's talking about. And you can go on to Matthew, the 24th chapter, and read that, and you'll see where the disciples was talking to Yeshaya. And he was explaining to them exactly these things that are happening today. So I feel like all of these campaigns are a direct attack on the children of Israel. Because at the end of the day, the children, and it will affect, you know, the other people of society, because at the end of the day, if the children of Israel are not restored, then what hope is there for the rest of humanity? There's none. And I yield with that, Elder Lawyer.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brother Harold, for your call and your comment. All right. Moving on down the line. Okay. All right, we got Sister Elizabeth. You're live on Blog Talk.
Oh, Shalom, Elder. Thank you for the lesson. It's something that I've known about for a very long time, and when I came into the truth and I heard you all speaking the same things that I had known for a long time, and people saying that I was a little nuts, you know, it made me feel like happy in a way that I know that I wasn't crazy in what I knew or believed in at that time. Now that I have the Most High, I'm very blessed and I'm grateful for everything. Hello?
Let me ask, I'm listening. I'm going to let you continue, but what would give you the impression that you were crazy?
Well, everyone around me at the time, right, this years ago, like, anytime I would say something, they would render it a conspiracy theory. You know, they would say, oh, that's not true. I was always very studious, so anytime I saw something that didn't feel right in my spirit, I would research it. And anytime I would ever bring even the research to certain people, they're like, oh, that's a conspiracy. The government would never do that. Or, you know, they would shove it off to the side saying that, you know, that I read too much or, you know, don't worry about things like that. It'll never happen in our lifetime, you know. And I always felt like an urgency to, like, know. But that's how I was, you know, from a kid to as I got older.
Mm. Well, all praises to the Most High. You found the ministry, and this information is it's getting out there. It can no longer be hidden. And hey, as much as the internet is, as much as us using this technology builds the algorithm, it also has been allowed for the quick spreading of information, so that people can know in real time what's actually going on, or at least get an alternative perspective as to what's going on in real time. So we definitely thank the Most High for that. And sister, let me get your name again.
Elizabeth.
Sister Elizabeth. Sister Elizabeth, I thank you for your call and your comment. All right?
All right, thank you. Shalom.
God's Shalom. All right, moving on to Sister Tanisha. And then after that, Brother B. Sister Tanisha, you're live on Blog Talk.
Yes, Shalom. I'm certainly grateful for the elders. I'm grateful for this truth. I have taken the academy once. I really did enjoy the topic tonight, praying for Elder Ricard's mother that she's okay and recovering. I'll praise to the Most High. My comment tonight is really geared toward your topic, the viral endgame, because I thought about the metaverse and, you know, what they're doing with Facebook. They've changed the name to Metaverse, as well as a podcast that I listened to from a YouTube influencer regarding the Metaverse in this virtual reality and virtual life and virtual living that Facebook and, you know, Mark Zuckerberg is moving, you know, society and moving, you know, individuals around the world into this whole metaverse. And I did send an email with that podcast episode to GLCC Academy. So I don't know if you all will have an opportunity to review that. I would like to know what you and what Elder Ricard, what are you all's thoughts about it? But of course, I know you would probably have to listen to it first. But just based off of what you know already about the metaverse, I would like to hear your input about that.
Well, from what I know, and I haven't done any extensive research into it, and I'm going to say the reason is why, and this is just maybe a little bit of ignorance on my part. Maybe I should be a little bit more up to speed on what's going on with the social media thing, but I never had a Facebook account. So it's not like them making the announcement that they're changing from Facebook to Metaverse necessarily piqued any personal interest myself. However, I understand that my personal interest may not necessarily coincide with some of the information that I probably should be looking into as far as it pertains to this subject. As far as I know, I know that this is a step going into the world of virtual reality. And with virtual reality, we know that for a long time, I think that society has been, especially those who deal with things such as video games and things of that nature, they've been prepped for a long time to accept a world outside of the real world, okay, to accept an alternative reality where what you do in the game world, you being able to connect with other people in other parts of the earth, other parts of the world, you being able to update your life and be able to accumulate money through a video game, you know, virtual money, and buy virtual things to change your clothing and change your sneakers and all of these things, I believe personally, were preparation, pre-programming, preconditioning for a time in which society would give it an alternative, a full alternative, even past the video, what a video game could offer for humanity. And I think the metaverse is offering that. along with us now seeing these virtual currencies, us seeing virtual pictures, NFTs and things of that nature. We're seeing everything slowly but surely going virtual. And what I think personally, I think ultimately, and this may be down the line, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm looking too deep into this, but I think that what's going on with the metaverse, and the word meta, if I'm not mistaken, means above. When you hear metaphysics, it simply means above physics, okay? So metaverse, I'm assuming, is meaning above our current universe. This is a step forward, a step above. But what I think this ultimately is moving into is a thing where people can frequent an alternative reality, an alternative universe. They can frequent various people at once. But also, who is to say that the entity, that there won't be other entities who will be able to frequent this alternative reality, which if you saw just manifest before you in what you consider to be the real world, you know, you'll probably be scared straight. You'll probably run to the Most High. You'll probably run to the waters of baptism. But because something manifests itself in this alternative reality, you're more readily willing to accept it because you just think maybe this is just someone else on the other side of the earth. This is their avatar. This is how they present themselves. But in reality, you're entertaining a demon, okay? I believe that this is where it is ultimately going. Not saying this is going to be the initial stages, but I think that this is opening the gate to where people can freely access what they consider other worlds and otherworldly entities that they would not be more so readily willing to entertain in the quote-unquote real world. That's where I think this is going, but that's just me and dealing with this on a limited plane. I will watch the video that you sent. I'm going to check the email for it, and I'll get back with a more, I guess you would say, quote-unquote, educated analysis after watching that video. All right? But with that, Sister Tanisha, yes. Thank you for your call. Thank
the you, Sister, for your time.
All right. Most I bless you, all right?
Yes, all praises.
All right. Okay. We have Brother V. Brother V with a comment.
Hey, Shalom, Elder Lawyer.
Shalom, how you doing?
Can you hear me? I'm all right, brother. I was just calling in to ask you and the church, could you guys pray for my brother? He got the test, and I think that's how he got the Dovic 91. So I was just calling in to ask you guys, could you pray for him, you know, so he can just pull on through successfully.
Okay. I was going to ask his name, but to prevent you having to share your brother's personal name and information, what I'll do is I'll ask you to send an email to gopsouth@yahoo.com. Send his name.
Okay.
And send a request, and we'll make sure we add him to our prayer list.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, that's all I was calling in today. All right, Shalom.
All right, thank you for your call, brother. Shalom.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Okay. All right. I think we have two more. We're going to take two more before we close out. We have Brother Allen, and then we have Sister Sunshine. All right, Brother Allen. Has a comment.
Shalom, Elder Lawyer. It's a sax player.
Shalom. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. Still trying to play that music. Okay, I have some confirmation of some situations in different countries because I know someone that lives on a Pacific Rim and they had something on YouTube about them having to have the procedure to eat or buy or sell. And I talked to the sister about a month ago, and she told me that wasn't true yet. Now I have a confirmation because I have a family member that lives close to this place in this country, and they are making those people show that they had taken a procedure before they could buy food or do anything. So it's a matrix.
And I'm sorry, are you saying this is in the U.S. or you said this is in a different country, a different state? Where is
it
taking
place? It's in a different country, Elder. And the other one is in this hemisphere. And this is just recently because I have a family member that lives there. And she confirmed that to me, that they have to procedure to eat or buy and sell. They forcing the people to do that. That's official. I got that from blood relatives.
So people are having to actually go through with the medical procedure in order to access grocery stores, to be able to eat.
Yes.
To be able to just, wow.
And I know that's true.
Wow.
But the other place, they was trying to do that, but I never got back with the sister. She's in the Philippines, you know, but I never got back to her. And also, they invited me in the union for the music to come to their celebration, but I can't go because I haven't taken the procedure and will not. So they can have their party by themselves.
Well, all praise to the Most High. You have the information to be able to make that educated decision.
Yes, yeah, the matrix.
But with that, brother,
okay. Shalom, and thank you. And I hope Elder Ricard's everything is okay with his mother. All prayers going up.
Absolutely. Thank you for your prayers, Brother Allen. Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you for your. All right. Shalom. Thank you for your call.
Shalom.
All right. We have Sister Cora, and then after that, we have Sister Sunshine. I got to go back to Sister Cora. The first one in, so let me make sure. Wrong one. Sister Cora with a comment.
Okay. Hi. Well, my comment is just basically on based on the title, The Viral Endgame, and basically, to make this short, their endgame is basically following Bible prophecy. First of all, it's prophesied that the population is to be decreased by 90%, and that's what's happening through what they're saying with the germs around, like claiming that people are dying from it, while all along they're using other methods of eliminating them and scaring them into taking a procedure supposedly to prevent that. And that is also going to be detrimental to them also. And then I'm wanting to know if the other thing is far-fetched, what it's going to. It's not far-fetched because it's predicted in Revelations with Satan saying he will be like the Most High, and he's going to try to make do the things with us that the Most High has done with us, but through a different method. And then that's what is going to lead to what they're talking about, the new financial system. And we will be going through Satan's ministrations in doing that. So that's basically what the whole thing is all about. That's all.
Right on. It's definitely a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And hey, all praise to the Most High again that we have this insight, we have this information, mercy and grace. It allows us to know what's going on and make the proper decisions in this time.
Right. And the 90% of the people that are not GOCC educated, they're the ones that's following the mainstream media.
Well, I'm not going to say that everyone who is not in the GOCC is not going to make it or it doesn't have a chance. I think the Most High has
I'm not saying that. I'm saying those that have been educated by GOCC and know what's going on.
Yes, absolutely. I'm thinking someone may hear that comment and they may they may think that that's what you're saying. So let me clear that up real quick. Yeah, I believe that the Most High is going to pull the elect to the elect.
Right.
So the Most High has given us the insight as a ministry, as a church, understand what's going on. But ultimately, the Most High is going to determine who is worthy at that time. And he's going to determine who is going to endure until the end, whether they're with us now or they're with us in the future. And hey, we're not saying that just because you are part of the ministry that you're part of the elect. There's plenty of people who have come and gone. So it's all in the Most High's doing.
Right.
But Sister Cora, thank you for all your comment. I really appreciate it. Spot on, Sister.
You're welcome. Shalom.
All right. Bless you. Shalom. All right. Last but not least, we have Sister Sunshine.
Shalom. Hi, Elder. Hi. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. How are you doing?
Hi. Oh, hi, friends of us. Hi. Oh, like Brother Allen said, just continue prayers for Elder Ricardo's family. Shalom.
Okay,
Elder, so it's like another person said that you mentioned in the chat that things are changing constantly towards that reset that you also said, and that reset is indeed that beast system, according to the video. Not only is it important to have that national and medical data compiled in a chip, but it's also important to do these things to create another wave of economic stability for the ruling class, again, reinforcing, you know, the rule over the poor, but by also creating that medical dependency that they're doing now, especially they're also doing that backdoor increasing of their finances where people must pay for medications to survive. In essence, a pay-to-live kind of model is being nurtured into the Western first world, and then they discard even of the third world if they can't keep up. And these dependencies extend past the medical and are made requirement for the entire population, and this brings light to the scripture that you were saying, it was in my mind, all praise be to the Most High, that he will cause all small and great to receive, you know, rich and poor and free and bond to receive the mark. And the same Irish speaker in the video claims that everyone has to buy into this thing and get it. So none of this is like just a chorus that is far-fetched because it aligns with prophecy of the Bible. It is the same things both you and Elder Ricard spoke of for years on the path to the mark. So the speaker is basically showing that the media frenzy is an ongoing charade that will only seem to lighten the moments of easement, but it's short-lived because all this, the circumstance, all of the pomp is what we witness now, all to one purpose, to create and eliminate who can buy and who can sell and who can get perks or incentives and who can't and who can even eat and who will be deprived of the daily sacrifice, like somebody else said. So they're using the opportunity of this medical force against the populations to put the chip system in place. And so if we believe you become acclimatized to this preferential treatment for the bodies being medically alike peers, they can now easily, as the norm, expect the treatments for or against the citizens in the population who choose to agree or not agree with the medical complex or the ruling systems in place, because it's or even regarding the citizenship or regarding friendliness, like you were talking about, the social and the favorable and actions as defined by the government, the employees, and even betraying friends. So many will betray one another, especially of their own households, like it says in the Word, even if they hear the predictive programming from the horse's mouth, either because they're tricked and swayed into believing this, like, preferential treatment is justified, or they choose to believe a lie and the delusion and feel, you know, against whoever is against that medical economic complex should be punished for not towing the line. And all this is movement towards that lesser purpose, but it's really getting to usher in that ultimate goal, controlling the armies who are willing or unwilling to operate in that zombie brainlessness to fight against Christ. But like you said, by grace, like you stated, Elder, that the Most High allowed us the grace to get in front of the curve, and by your sounding the alarm and us having eyes to see and ears to hear. We can now weigh everything we see that they're offering as new and positive and innovative, but is really, like you said, the false miracles as truth. And we know that there are lies, you know, that are hidden behind a veil in disguise, and they're in fact not truth. And it's all by grace of the Most High. And that's all I wanted to say. Bless you, Elder. That's all I wanted to say.
All right.
Praise the Most High.
Praise
the Most High.
Thank you for your call. Thank you all for your calls and your participation in tonight's broadcast. Hopefully this information was informative and it opened your eyes. And again, I would be amiss if I did not mention that before we leave out, make sure you keep Elder Ricard's family in prayer. And if it be the Lord's will, Elder Carciar will be back this Sabbath to teach the Sabbath lesson, as well as the academy. So with that, someone said that. Okay. Yeah, I try to let the, you know, just to get the message out, some very key points. And but anyway, thank you all for your participation in tonight's lesson. And with that, I say blessings and shalom. And make sure you use this information for empowerment. This is not to cripple you. It's not to make you feel helpless as if there is no hope. It's all doom and gloom. It's not doom and gloom. We mentioned earlier, Satan has already been defeated. He's already been conquered. And the way to defeat Satan, the way to conquer him, has already been made manifest to us. And that's through our Lord and Savior, Yeshua Mashiach, or who the world calls Jesus Christ. It's through his blood, through his walk, through his enlightenment, through his teachings, that we are able to put and trample the devil underfoot. We do have hope in all of this. So remember that. And with this, I say blessings, shalom, the water.